Good morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Again, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. So glad to have you starting your Tuesday with us here on KPCC. Coming up at noon, Governor Gavin Newsom has a news conference for us. We'll be bringing it to you live right here after Air Talk this morning on KPCC. Speaking of Governor Newsom, yesterday he released a series of protocols for houses of worship to reopen. It called for them to have limited capacity, 25% of their listed capacity for the building, or a maximum of 100 people, whichever is the smaller figure, would come into play. Also, singing, which is such a big part of so many different congregations, also something that shouldn't be done because of the risk of the virus being spread that way. People need to keep their distance, need to keep their faces covered as well while worshiping. Also, the news that stores in California are reopening, essentially on a county-by-county basis. And as restaurants start to reopen, again, the concern about how to be able to keep distance on the inside of a restaurant or on a patio and keep the employees safe as well as the customers, and to engender that feeling of safety at the same time that people are trying to get back closer to what life was like before the pandemic. With us to talk about the new directives, Cal Matters reporter Ben Christopher, who's been writing about the new guidelines. Ben, good to have you with us this morning. Ben, are you there? Okay, we'll try and get Ben back on. I'm having a tough time getting connected with him. In the meantime, I'd like to hear from you what you experienced out in the world over the weekend. Did you go hiking? Did you go to the beach? Did you go for a drive somewhere out to the desert? Although it's pretty hot, I know. Where did you go? What did you see as more and more people getting cabin fever are going out each and every weekend to enjoy Southern California, particularly when it's hot? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. And as we did last week, now that we have actual protocols in place for houses of worship to reopen, this after the Justice Department sent a letter saying that the protocols for reopening unfairly burdened houses of worship. I'd like to hear if you're opening your church, synagogue, or mosque. 866-893-KPECC. If you're a faith leader who is not planning to reopen this weekend, what are the reasons why? 866-893-5722 or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. It's a good chance for you to let us know, being our eyes and ears, what you saw when you were out in the world over the course of the weekend. Mike writes on the page, I can easily see a neighborhood near this park hates inconsiderate people, assuming that the neighborhood is a personal parking lot. Parking, of course, an issue. Jason writes, I hiked Eaton Canyon on Sunday, arrived there just before 7:30 a.m., usually three entrances to the park. However, two of the gates were closed, forcing people to usually park in those neighborhoods. The parking lot wasn't open at all, forcing people to park in the single neighborhood around the only open entrance. I don't know what anyone would have expected, except for people to park in droves in that neighborhood. The canyon had a lot of people walking in along the canyon bottom early in the morning. Most were wearing masks. We left the canyon bottom to hike up the Mount Wilson Toll Road. Didn't see anyone at all for a couple of hours. It was glorious. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Now we have Cal Matters reporter Ben Christopher. So, Ben, let's talk about the guidelines on the houses of worship. Have we had any federal response to yesterday's release of the guidelines?
As far as I know, we have not had that a response yet. So these guidelines came out Monday. This was after Friday, where President Trump announced sort of an impromptu press conference that he was calling on all houses of worship to open up, and that he planned to override governors who refused to let that happen. It's not clear he actually has the authority to do that, but clearly the Governor Newsom and governors across the country were under pressure to act. And on Friday, the governor had his own press conference, and he seemed visibly frustrated, saying that he and his administration were already working on new guidelines for religious organizations. And so yesterday we got to see them, and I guess the responses from faith leaders and from the federal government and from counties are still trickling in.
Yeah, I was curious because of the 100 person maximum for some of the, you know, very large churches. That's that, you know, small part of their congregations, whether they might bristle at that. But I haven't heard anything from the federal government. Ben, what are the guidelines for reopening businesses?
So the guidelines for opening businesses, I mean, it's important to note that all of these are still subject to county approval, but essentially the concurrent with the announcement about houses of worship, the governor also announced that that he was going to allow in-store retail shopping. So this does not apply to certain sort of high contact service businesses, such as like barbershops or nail salons, but it does allow for in-person shopping in places like Target and Walmart, but also smaller like mom and pop shops that sell items where you're not directly interacting with people.
Who had complained that they were at a huge disadvantage to the big box stores, often selling the same items, but that people were allowed to go in if they were masked and observing distance. We're talking with CalMatters reporter Ben Christopher. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk with Lloyd in Westchester. You were up in the San Gabriel Mountains hiking. Where were you?
Took the trail from Lake Avenue in Altadena up to Echo Mountain and then up to Inspiration Point. And I thought that the powers that be had been preparing to reopen, but there was no signage at the trailhead indicating that masks were required and instructing people to keep their social distance. And about 90% of the people on the main part of the trail up to Echo Mountain were wearing masks. But the other 10% were sort of pretty unapologetic and unrepentant and sometimes a little hostile when I commented on it. Many had clearly taken a lot of preparation, their gear for their hike, and I'm sure they had masks with them, and that, you know, if they're going to go to Starbucks afterwards, they would need their mask. But they just weren't hiking with them. And it was sort of disturbing. And I think if we're going to be in this for the long haul, if not at the state level, our local government needs to pass some ordinances, maybe making it an infraction to not wear a mask in certain situations, and like on a trail.
So in the Echo Mountain Trail, there really isn't room to get around people and give a 6-foot buffer there. Lloyd, does this mean it's unlikely you're going to go back out hiking again until we're farther along with COVID-19, or do you think you will give it a shot?
Well, my strategy is to try to pace my approach with these people and basically just sort of hold my breath as I pass them. And annoyingly, the ones aren't wearing masks are the ones who are sort of most likely to say hello. And my gut response is, I don't even.
Yeah. But so you're still going to go out and hike. All right. Lloyd, I appreciate it very much. Janine in Venice, where did you go over the weekend?
Hi, Larry. I drove up to Santa Barbara, and it was like they don't even know what a pandemic is. The beaches were flooded. Restaurants were spilling over. I can't understand it. Maybe Santa Barbara County has a different guideline than we do. It was lovely. I felt like maybe I was living in a false world, but it was wide open and business was booming. The piers, you know, the pier in Santa Barbara was just flooded with people.
And so you didn't see people with face coverings? You didn't see people distancing at Stern's Wharf or any of the restaurants?
Right, like right before, you know, in the restaurants I was walking by, so I didn't really gaze in to see if people were wearing masks. But on the beaches, there were two or three bistros in Carpinteria that have, they said, have only been closed for about a week. They've been open and booming. There was a surf shop that said they were only closed for about a week. And in the shops, people were wearing their masks. But out on the street, I didn't even see people wearing them around their necks.
All right. So, Janine, is this going to make you more reluctant to go to a tourist area like that? Or do you feel like you're just going to comply yourself and take your chances?
I'm a senior citizen, first of all, and I've done very, very well through this. I'm a very, very healthy person. No, I'm not. I was just elated to be out.
I'll bet.
It was a beautiful weekend. I did keep my distance from people as I could. But no, it's not. No.
Cabin fever. All right, Janine, thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Eleni in Idlewild says a lot of people come to Idlewild for weekend trips, and people showed up in droves this weekend. While it was great to see business coming in, I was concerned at the number of people who weren't masking, made no attempts at social distancing. We're all concerned up here about travelers coming in that may have the virus and not know it. And Idlewild, I know, also has a number of people who are, in that older demographic who are more vulnerable, many of them employed working in the service industry in that beautiful mountain town of Idlewild. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Catherine in Redlands, where did you go over the weekend?
I went up the South Fork Trail near Jenks Lake Road. That's just above Angeles Oaks off of Highway 38 on the way to the Big Bear. Went up Friday morning early.
And what was it like? Was it very busy?
There were people getting out early. They were in the parking lot, many backpackers getting ready to pack in but we were just going for the morning and we're doing a loop and coming back down by noon. It was some people had masks, some people didn't. Everybody seemed aware of distancing. People moved off the trail at the times when you were going to pass somebody. Very respectful. The one thing that was really appalling was the horrible piles of trash around the bathrooms and in the trash cans in the parking lot. It was appalling. I don't know why people don't take that stuff with them when they leave. But once we got on the trail, there was no trash. There was nothing
great
like that on the trail.
Well, at least when you were up in the pristine area, it was nice. Jenks Lake takes me back to my youth YMCA camp up there at Jenks Lake. Catherine, thank you so much. In Redlands, talking about Angeles Oaks above there and how beautiful it was. 866-893-KPECC. Wonderful. We're hearing from people who were out in the world, what they experienced, sharing with us what you saw. I'm also asking faith leaders to share with us, if you're an imam, a pastor, a rabbi, are you planning to hold your services this weekend now that you can do so? Or do you find the restrictions so limiting that it really wouldn't be the same? You don't want to do that. Maybe doing it online has worked really well to this point. Or you're just concerned that even with the restrictions, the health risks for your congregation would be too great. 866-893-KPCC. Stephen in Pasadena, I understand you're a faith leader. What's your church?
Yes, I am an associate pastor at Pasadena City Church here in Pasadena. And we are holding off for a little bit before we open for in-house services.
Would it be difficult for you to meet the capacity criteria of the new regulations or not?
No, we are actually have a pretty high capacity in a pretty small community. We're in the old theater on Colorado Boulevard in East Pasadena.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw E.T. When it came out at the theater that's your church, yeah. Many years ago. I know which theater you're talking about. So what's leading you to hold off, given that you've got a large space and a congregation that you could distance safely in that space?
Well, we have some community members of ours that are still concerned about the safety. Everyone wants to make sure that we're not rushing towards a plan. I think that there's been just so many rumors about when we would reopen as far as like going off of the guidelines. And I think we were all kind of surprised to hear something happen yesterday so quickly. And so with that being said, we're still holding off. We've been doing online services for the past few months, and we've really gotten it down.
Great. Yeah. So why give it up if it's working? That's a good point.
Exactly. And we also want to be able to serve our community, because we know that a lot of our community members will choose to stay home for health concerns for a while. We have many people who are in the at-risk community. So for that reason, we want to make sure that we can be able to serve the at-home community as well as the in-service, which is just going to take some time to be able to do both.
And, you know, it's important to keep in mind, too, that we have had some serious outbreaks of COVID-19 related to church services. And one of the big areas of risk is singing. And for so many congregations, that's as important to them as anything on a service is singing together. And that is a risk. All right, Stephen, I appreciate it very much. Thanks so much. We wish you and your congregation all the best. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. I'm looking forward to hearing your accounts of what you found as you traveled around Southern California. Michael, Robert, Sue, Aaron, others, please stay on the line. I'll get to just as many of you as I can in 1 minute. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC, standing by, ready to join us in just a few minutes, our political analysts. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about, the presidential race. One party has chosen its nominee, and we'll find out who that is, in case you haven't heard, in just a few minutes. But first, Johnny writes on the Air Talk Facebook page, I had to make a delivery to my in-laws in Bakersfield this weekend. It was as if there was no pandemic. Store clerks with no masks, nobody social distance, groups of guys hanging out around restaurant, outdoor barbecues. I quickly made my drop off and left. Very much a strange feeling. That's Johnny writing on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Sue in Sherman Oaks, you going to take us back to Van Nuys Boulevard?
Yes, I am. It's where I live.
Yeah. So, of course, cruising, a historic part of Van Nuys. What was Saturday night like?
Well, it was the second Saturday night where they brought their cars, as apparently is historically what they do. And they draw a crowd of about 3,000 people, which means we can't go or come. Because we're locked in. They weren't wearing masks. Noise. It was unbelievable. Helicopters from the police department for two and a half hours both nights trying to disperse the people.
Wow. So two different nights, and I'm assuming social media is what's, you know, getting people to come out and to do this. You think with all the racing you see just regularly on the freeway these days that wouldn't necessarily be doing it on surface streets. So that's unfortunate. So I would guess you and your neighbors deeply concerned about this.
Deeply concerned.
All right. Sue, thank you for sharing at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Robert in Irvine, where did you go over the weekend?
Well, Larry, I was driving home from Palm Springs to Irvine, and Palm Springs, all the restaurants were open. People were eating al fresco on the patios, and they were packed. And when I was driving home to Irvine, I thought I'd stop by Newport Beach because it's just a couple miles away. And that place was crazy. I mean, it was so packed. Every street corner had probably 50 people on it. I saw just a couple masks. It was nuts. It was actually, it was like Memorial Day. It was on a Sunday. But it was as if there was no quarantine, no social distancing. It was just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's just as though people are there's all this pent up energy, and it's just They're acting as though we're back where we were before the pandemic. So, Robert, you stayed in your car when you went through Newport?
Yeah, we just wanted to drive through and check it out. And we actually couldn't even get to the pier. There was so much traffic. It was just so, it was unbelievably crowded. So we stayed in our car. We tried to make a U-turn. It took quite a while to get to the light because it was just so crowded on PCH.
Yeah.
Took off and came home. It was just nuts.
Wow. Now in Palm Springs with the alfresco dining, were people keeping a safe distance?
Well, they had people at tables. So, of course, those groups were together and they did have some tables closed off. So they were trying to make an effort at least. You know, mm-hmm. You could tell that they weren't on top of each other. Like in Newport, it was insane in Newport. But yeah, they made an effort in Palm Springs.
All right. Robert in Irvine, thanks very much for giving us a sense of what you saw in Palm Springs and Newport Beach. Aaron, also in Irvine, where did you go this past weekend?
Me and my family went to Peters Canyon, which is a hiking and walking trail. And I hate to be the same pattern follower here, but it was a bit of the same. A lot of people walking without masks, walking their dogs, walking with children. I'd say I counted about 20 people out of maybe 70 were wearing masks. So you can do the ratio on that. But it was a little disconcerting because we're not very far from each other. So you really had to make a special, you know, make sure that you space yourself accordingly to keep apart from each other with all the people without masks.
Yeah. Aaron, yeah. Now, where was Peters Canyon? I'm not familiar with its location.
Yeah, it's, I would say it's close to the very, let's see, it runs parallel to Jamboree, which is the main thoroughfare here, and it's pretty, as far as I know, I'm guessing we're pretty north of Irvine, north part of Irvine.
Okay. All right, in those foothills there. All right, Aaron, thank you very much. Appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. And, of course, time is going to tell if people going out and mixing without face coverings or, you know, without keeping a distance, whether this is going to fuel an increase in cases or not. And I guess this is the big real-world experiment that we are engaged in. RTB writes, I just returned from 5 days in Nevada, most in the isolated desert area near Utah. Few people I saw certainly didn't wear masks. I found in Nevada, most people don't wear them. I believe most food preparers do, but not all convenience stores or gas station employees did. Even in Barstow, most of the customers in the truck stops didn't wear masks. I drove down the Vegas Strip, see very few people walking, even people riding their bicycles in the street, down the strip and on the sidewalk, something I've never seen before. Yeah, in fact, Wayne Newton rode his bicycle down the strip, I think it was last weekend, and posed for pictures with people and all. You talk about a weird Vegas moment, Wayne Newton riding his bicycle down the Las Vegas Strip. I was reading in the RJ, the Vegas paper, about that. Veronica writes on the page, went to Eaton Canyon Friday. It was awful. Too many people, not enough masks. Happy that it was closed down. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Michael in Long Beach, what did you see over the weekend?
Yeah, I was biking around down near the Belmont Memorial Pier and kind of east. And, you know, the big problem is the trails. The bike trail and the walking trail, just way too many people congregating together, some wearing masks, but most of them not. You know, people lingering in areas where people should be able to just kind of quickly pass through. You know, there were some people kind of swimming in the water. Some people were kind of posted up with, you know, a cooler, which I don't know if I have such a big problem with because, you know, even at the height of the summer, Long Beach is never that crowded, the beach, for various reasons, obviously.
Well, it's hard to get parking. That's one of the big reasons. There's not much of it
there.
Yeah,
there's no surf anymore. Nobody can hang 10. But there's also, you know, there's huge swaths of beach that are unused even at the height of the summer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if people want to hunker down with their immediate family, that's fine. It's just, you know, you see all these people and I'm riding by and I'm like, there's no way you all live together. you're kidding me. Plus, you're getting in my way, and I can't, you know, easily avoid you on a bike. Because I'm usually like a ninja trying to avoid people.
Michael, I appreciate it. Yeah, very good point that you raised. Mia in Pasadena said, I had a very different experience. I live in San Pedro, and I thought there'd be lots of people at the beach and parks, but mostly people with masks, people being very respectful. That was Mia's experience. In Richmond and Palm Springs says the restaurants in my area weren't packed at all. The businesses here have been doing a good job at enforcing social distancing rules. A lot of restaurants have opened outdoor distance seating and continue to do takeout. Overall, it was a very quiet weekend here in Palm Springs. That's Richmond in Palm Springs sharing his observations with us. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC.